If I was telling this story to the girls from back home, then one of the new words I would have to explain to them is efficiency. We refugees are very efficient. We do not have the things we need, our children, for example, and so we are clever at making things stretch a little further. Just see what that girl with no name could make out of one little patch of sunlight. Or look how the sari girl could fit the entire color of yellow into one empty see-through plastic bag. I lay back on the bed and looked up at the chains. I was thinking, that sunshine, that color yellow, maybe I will not see very much of these now. Maybe the new color of my life was gray. 2 years in the gray detention center, and now I was an illegal immigrant. That means you are free until they catch you. That means you live in a gray area. I thought about how I was going to live. I thought about the years living as quiet as could be, hiding my colors and living in the twilight and the shadows. I sighed and I tried to breathe deeply. I wanted to cry when I looked up at those chains and thought about the color gray. I was thinking, if the head of the United Nations telephoned one morning and said, "Greetings, little bee. To you falls the great honor of designing a national flag for all the world's refugees," then the flag I would make would be gray. You would not need any particular fabric to make it. I would say that the flag could be any shape, and it could be made with anything you had. A worn-out old brassiere, for example, that had been washed so many times it has become gray. You could fly it on the end of a broom handle if you did not have a flagpole. Although if you did have a spare flagpole, for example in that line of tall white flagpoles outside the United Nations building in New York City, then I think that old gray brassiere would make a fine spectacle, flying in the long, colorful line of flags. I would fly it between the stars and stripes and the big red Chinese flag. That would be a good trick. Thinking about this, I made myself laugh. "What the hell you laughing at, Bug?" "I was thinking about the color gray,"